course, we want to receive what God's got for us. That's the important thing, isn't it, this morning? Did you hear that?
Yes,
I agree with that. Okay, so why don't we stretch out our hands? We're stretching out to Steve because we want him to hear God and speak to us. But really, we're stretching out to you, God, because we want you to speak and impart something into our lives today. Lord, we thank you that your word is alive. Thank you that it's active. Thank you that it changes our lives. Thank you that it transforms us. Thank you that it makes us more like Jesus. And thank you that it reminds us of our destiny and our purpose. And this morning, as Steve speaks to us, Lord, I pray that you would open up our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us as individuals, but also for us as church as well. We welcome Steve, Lord. We pray for your blessing upon him and his wife, Chris, this morning. We love them. And we want to welcome not just him, but your spirit into our lives this morning afresh in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's welcome Steve, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're all very kind, aren't you? I've been through fog to get here. Have you been through fog as well? It's really heavy over Derby. Is that a prophetic sign or something? I don't know. But there we go. We're here, aren't we? I heard it. There's two here. Is anybody else here? I suppose it was Easter Sunday morning, the last one, that I was in Manchester Airport with my son-in-law, dropping him off to Hong Kong via an aeroplane. And the phone rang, and it was Zoe. That's our youngest daughter. Not the Zoe that's here. Is she here? No, she's not here. Have you? Okay. Oh, you were Zoe? How did I know that? Well, they just pointed out. Yeah. I have to say, Zoe, that was not a word of knowledge, was it? I have to say, I looked at you earlier and I thought I saw this prophetic anointing over you. Is that all right? Yeah, okay. Because she's a rebel with a cause, isn't she? Yeah. Shall I carry on or not? I can't remember what I was on about now. No. Oh, airport, yeah. So I really forgot that. Yeah, you are a rebel with a cause, but, you know, make sure she doesn't get her bowels in an uproar about it, but goes forward in God. It's really important, because she can jump right into things, headlong, head first, anywhere. But you need to hold on to her, you really do. Listen to his wisdom. Do you know him?
I do.
You do, all right. Yeah. Well, you get it wrong sometimes, don't you? You know. And my wife Chris was at home and she fell somewhere in the bathroom, I'll leave it like that, and she has MS, some of you may recall that, and it led to quite a torrid time. She was on the floor an hour and a half before the ambulance came, but what happened was she damaged soft tissues, ligaments, which all of you know this, but we were told that broken bones heal easier than damaged ligaments. And a week later, she contracted this very bad chest infection. MS and all the immunities are funny, aren't they? So there it was, and she is in a good place now, a lot better, and it's marvelous. But what inspired me, we sang something just now about lifting eyes, didn't we? And I felt God speak to me in Psalm 121. Anybody know it? Yeah. Of course you do. I lift up my eyes to the Lord, yeah. To the hills, and I've been doing that a lot. Can you see my eyes? You know, I've been lifting them up like that. I'm in the shower, I lift them up, and I feel like some of you need to hear that. Lift up your eyes. Why am I getting emotional? I don't know. Lift up your eyes, lift them up, because that verse became rhema to me. In the Song of Songs, it talks about, let him kiss me with the kisses of my mouth. Just depart from the physical and the erotic. But the rabbis, I think, said that this is like the kiss of God into our hearts. And I felt, you know, you can read this, you think, what is it all about? But sometimes, may it be many times, where you and I receive the kiss of God from the scripture into our hearts. And I felt God kiss me right in my heart, right in my spirit. And it becomes part of you because, you know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, every rhema, every life-giving, inseminating, creative word. And that became that to me. And we've gone on from there. She's not in a bad place, really, to be honest. She's pretty good. And I've been praying for her every day with Vera. Have you met Vera? I say to her, hello. Oh, come on. Hello, Vera. Oh, come on. And anointing her legs and going for it. And she has this sort of fluidy bits and edema and stuff. And we're going for it. But lifting up my eyes has been so brilliant. The other thing was, where is it? Wrap up your prayer in expectation. I don't know where I got that from. I've probably read it. But there's something about, says New Living Translation, isn't this? Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. Well, I like that, don't you? And it's this hope. Many of us, including moi, we've been duped by the world view of hope. You know, oh, I hope so. Oh, I hope it will. Well, it won't, you know. You know, and all that sort. But biblical hope means confident expectation. Anticipation, Mrs. And I nearly went into Frankie then. Never mind. And you don't know who he is, do you? Some of you over 50 would. Oh, no. And stop it. But it's, maybe you'll remember that now. It's confident expectation. That's the word. Faith is the substance of confident expectation. Isn't that good? It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Now, some of you cannot see this. I'm just about beginning to see it. You are an apostolic hub. An. Hear me. You are an apostolic hub. If you wish to be an apostolic pub, that's fine. I think there's relevance in that. But I just feel like you're a transportation hub. You get these transportations with trains, boats and planes and all that sort of thing. And buses. Do you have buses up here? Bus. Yeah. But I believe what God is beginning to... The seeds of that are in you from someone who we still love much. The seed, you are an apostolic. Now, what does it mean? Well, I don't know. Well, I may do a little bit. Because you're a place where people will come in, be healed and blessed and sent out. A place where people will be sent out and come back, sent like an Antioch. But you are an apostolic hub. And I feel like being apostolic into society, into business, into education, into social, the whole thing. It's going to come out from you. Oh, yes, it is. There's something more in that I can't find, but there's the seeds of it are with you. And that, I believe, there are such potential and such wonderful, gifted people here. In fact, not such. You all are, aren't you?
Yes.
Say something. Yes, thank you. And I believe, pardon me, the Lord wants each individual to make that impact into society. As I walked in here, I'm thinking the atmosphere is pregnant with the presence of God. I don't mind being impregnated with the presence of God, do you? So that I can give birth to words of God to people out there. We can all do it. There's something happening. There's something in the air. I didn't mean to say all this. There's something in the air. There's something going on. And maybe tonight, revolution will begin. Well, I didn't mean to say all of that, so there. Where are we going now? Oh yeah, wrap up your prayer in expectation. Lift up your eyes. And what I just see happening, you know, it's like this great magnet of attraction to Jesus. And I long to see people come into Jesus, just like Lulu Bell there prayed for that lady with the leg, knee. Yeah, Janet Lulu Bell. Don't you feel, I feel excited. Oh, I do. So excited that I'm going to read the scripture. Ready? All right. Where's this then? I'll read it, shall I? If you have races with men on foot and they've worn you out, how can you compete with horses? Try Jeremiah 12, verse 5. I've got it written here. It's all right. Now, I want to talk about the radical Jesus, but there's something here. If you're worn out in the foot race with men, what makes you think you can race with horses? I think that's such an interesting word. And I believe with supernatural empowerment of the Spirit, we can actually go into another gear. We can go to a new higher level or a new depth in God, deeper into the dimension of the supernatural, of the Holy Spirit. I think I've only been on a horse once, and I was small, and this thing looked like a giant elephant. It probably wasn't that high, but I don't know about horses. But there's something here that God wants to stir our hearts, I think. You know, we feel a bit tired and worn out, don't we, sometimes? But I think what God wants, in all honesty, is for us to be released or kicked or pushed out of our comfort zones. I heard one yep. I really do. Instead of leaving it to someone else, we can get on with it. This is, to me, a powerful word, personally. I want to run with horses. If it was a 50-foot race or 50-meter race, I'd probably be near the front. As it gets longer, it's like the spirit of Necker comes on you, doesn't it? You know, you go to the, never mind. That was a Bristolian joke about the Necker's yard where the horse's bones made glue. Is it only in Bristol? Yeah. It's him. It does mean us getting out of our comfort zones. And I believe we're in a time where he wants to supernaturally release us into a place that we've dreamt about, thought about, longed for, etc., etc. And you think, well, who am I? How can I do that? Well, you can. Because we can do some things in Christ who... I'll repeat that. Thank you. Thank you. We can do all things. Now, that is a big vision, isn't it? It really, really is. So, Philip runs up alongside a chariot. Acts chapter 8. Remember that? He's jogging along by the chariot, you know. It's really funny. And he leads the man in the chariot to the Lord, who's this Ethiopian chancellor of the exchequer. Isn't it amazing? Supernaturally, he disappears. He's gone. Absolutely amazing. Elijah had the spirit of road runner on him. Do you remember? When Ahab was belting down a hill in his chariot, and suddenly Elijah goes, meow, runs right past him. I just think it's so strange and funny. Supernaturally, it happened. How can we naturally meet the speed of a galloping horse? I don't know too much about them. My old man used to go out to Bath races occasionally, or Ascot, and do a little bit with money, you know, but not moi. But they run 40 miles an hour, do they? More? It's amazing. But he ran faster. When the Holy Spirit comes on us, something is going to happen. And I believe the Lord wants to radically change us. Now, we've heard recently about a man whose initials are JC, haven't we? He's a politician. What's his name? Jeremy Corbyn. Who went like that? Yeah. Are you red hot Labour here? Who was it? Yeah. You got blue on. And I think it's interesting, but whatever you think, my youngest daughter really likes him. Her name's Zoe, by the way, but never mind. She really likes him. I don't know whether he's a rat bag or not, but it doesn't matter. But what's happened is an earthquake, a political upheaval has happened, hasn't it? Say what you like, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it all, but it's shaken everything. And it's this, he's a radical. And I don't think there's anything wrong with us about getting to the roots of issues. That must be apostolic hub. We get to the roots. And we bear in mind that we depart from tradition. We become progressive. We become extreme. You know, holding extreme... Well, they thought Jesus held extreme principles, didn't they? Far-reaching things. And I want to get out of the morass of comfort, don't you? I want to be released from the spirit of mediocrity and get into a place whereby we can... We can go for God. Don't you? Yeah. Yes, you're saying it with a grunt and a moan, you know. Yeah, I do believe you. And to me, it's been interesting watching this politician. I was brought up to read the Daily Mail, the Daily Express, and vote Tory. That's all gone. That's all been raptured, by the way. But sometimes parents are funny, aren't they? You know. Oh, they are. They are. I mean, take Andrew Pullin, for instance. Sometimes parents are funny, aren't they, mate? Yeah, very yeah, it's my friend. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. I'll come back to him later. But the thing is, God wants to get to the roots of our own hearts. And there's so much more for us to be revolutionized into. There is. There is. We have a radical Jesus, don't we? Yes, we do. It's so amazing. And when Jesus came, he made his mark. I mean, he's just about born and a king wants to kill him for a start. Then all these wise men, I don't know how many there were, we think three, but I reckon more, they all came and gave him stuff. It's amazing. Jesus was pretty rich, you know. Did you realize that? It's a revolution. He was pretty rich. I mean, take that cloak. That was designer made. You know the one they wanted to hit the cross? He was good with money, but he had money. He knew how to handle it. Do you realize that? Yeah. Just amazing, to be honest. I didn't mean to say that anyway. Amazing birth, angels and shepherds, wise men. And his radical beginning was enlarged to a radical life and a radical lifestyle. I mean, who'd interrupt a funeral and see the guy get out the box and walk home or whatever he was in? I mean, it's just ridiculous. It is. This is the Jesus that we love. I think, says somebody, we're in a war between dullness and astonishment. We are. And I... Is Christianity life-changing, bringing life to where there is no life? I suppose it is. But I don't want to be a nice people. I sort of slightly sinned last night. Yeah, I had a fresh cream sort of tart thing, you know. It was nice, you know. I did enjoy it, yeah. But I don't want to be just a nice person, do you? I want to be a wild-eyed radical. I can't do it. A Pentecostal pirate, you know. Wild-eyed radical. You ought to watch her, that's for sure. Yeah. It's so good. It's so important. And I want to be radical, like turning the world upside down. Or have we settled for something less? We've done some mad things. But maybe sometimes God was in them. Or what about the danger of Christianity in the early days? You know, it says in the Authorized, they durst not join them. There's a bit of West Country in there. The word join means glued. They did not want to be glued to that lot. They were afraid. Because they saw the power of God. They saw the manifest presence of God. Something was happening. People were coming to Christ, people getting healed. The whole temple area was turned upside down with thousands of them. Is that right? It's all in there. There's something very dangerous about it. Maybe it's time to get back to ruining people's lives like you did. Yes, with Jesus. He's the greatest one that ruins, isn't he? Really is. By radical Jesus. Someone has written this. It says, I was seized by the power of great affection. I want to live in that, don't you? Who shall I seize? Anybody? Seized by the power of great... It's like the Lord just came and got hold of us. My heart was touched. Was yours? I just went into another realm. I don't know what had happened. It was the strangest thing. I remember going home after giving my life to Jesus sometime back in the last century. And that's right, 19 something. And I lay on my bed and thought, what has happened? It was overwhelming. But I knew in here, you know and you know her, don't you? And I fell in love with Jesus. My parents weren't too blessed with that. My old man went into a rage and an anger many times. But there we are. Tough cheese. So my heart was captured. My life turned upside down. I was astonished by the love of God. And to me, that's such a basis. But what about today? Are we dangerous to society? Are we dangerous to culture? Are you dangerous to church? Or have I slid back into something and lost my first love? I want to continue to be astonished and devastated. Some of those songs just astonished me. Not just the anointing on the band, but just the words and the whole thing. It was like a tsunami wave of life that was touching me. So I raise my hands and I get into it, don't you? And I shout and holler occasionally and go, ooh, and all of that. I don't know how to express myself. But I felt astonished. And then that testimony. Something else, isn't it? Think, oh, this is our God. This is our God. I want more, don't you? Yes, you all said with joy in your hearts. The thing is, people never attack mediocrity. People don't care if we're silent. Do you know what I want to do? I want to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Don't you? Absolutely. Who said that? Hushahoyatahoyo. Do it. Be a prophetic sign to your generation, sir. God is not safe. God is disturbing. But he's good. Remember all that talk we had, Aslan's on the move. Yeah, I know. Let's keep things as they are, shall we? Nothing's to change. We're happy as we are. I remember years ago, I'm a youngest guy, saved in the Pentecostal church. Do you have those around here? Yeah, Assemblies of God in Bristol. This was, you go up White Ladies Road, up to Black Boy Hill. This is Bristol, White. You're with me, aren't you? Andrew knows it. Top of the hill, there's a little chapel, Mount of Olives. That's where Jesus is coming back to, of course, isn't it? And they had this massive great board, advertising board, and they used to put scriptures that I could not understand because it was verily yea saith, you know, and all that. So one business meeting, you know those, do you have business meetings where people bring machine guns and swords and, you know, have a fight? No. I got up in my naivety and said, I don't understand what the words are out there. Can we have them in plain English, you know? I thought I'd sinned. They all turned on me, you know. It was like the crocodiles getting a nice piece of meat. You know, it's me, the meat. This is the word of God, sinner friend. No surrender. It's the King James Version. I didn't know what was going on. And Chris gave me a look. You know how wives look, husbands, don't you? There's a look. I'm thinking, we've always done it this way. I'd say, do you want to learn some Hebrew? Right. Say after me, Baal, Lo, Ni, Say it quick. Yes, it's right. It's all baloney. It really is. Oh dear, you're very quick today. Nothing should change. Well, that's us finished. Because I want to change, don't you? He does. Status quo. Jesus took initiative with the most interesting of people. Who'd take a chance on a tax collector that skimmed off the profits, eh? This little, hurt, rejected, angry man called... Do you know what his name means? Pure. Pure is a disgrace. He was a thief. But Jesus stood under the tree, didn't he? And Jesus didn't get up into the tree and have a pity party. Jesus said those infamous words, "Come on down." Oh, you're slow. But the price was right. Oh, never mind. Oh, come on. He took chances on the riskiest of people, like Judas. I mean, well, he took a risk on me, did Jesus? Maybe you as well. Because he knows our hearts. He loves us. He wants to draw us in, doesn't he? He challenged the status quo. He challenged the structures. Jesus made a new path, and it was littered with miracles. Oh, don't you want to walk on those paths? He interrupted funerals. He walked on water. He spoke to trees. He changed weather patterns. Just amazing, really. Lots of stuff. I mean, he's talking. There's this blind man. Now, this man didn't have eyes. And he's talking. And as he's talking, he does something which Western culture would rebuke him. He went... He spat on the ground. I mean, would you spit on the ground when you're talking to somebody? Not only did he do that, but he then bent down and picked up the spittly mud and made a couple of more teasers. I mean, what is it all about? I suppose even they were disgusted until he put the more teasers in the eye sockets. Because he's taking the dust of the earth and recreating. Yeah, I know, it's true. Yeah, she's got it. Absolutely amazing. The generosity of Jesus. He gave and he gave and he gave. He turned the water into wine, and there was too much. And I think it's brilliant, don't you? Too much wine. And it was the best. No Bulgarian grot here. It was wonderful. He gave. It was feeding the 5,000. It was ridiculous. Bread and fish flying up in the air everywhere. Can't you see it? They all went mad. Well, I would have done anyway. Oh, he was so generous. It's wonderful. What does he want in return? Oh, just our lives. God is constant in character, but unpredictable in action. Steve is unpredictable in character. And constant in action. Am I the only one here? I mean, wouldn't it be so good if just about there, by him, a wind suddenly blew up and this tornado came around, and it's a bit like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember that? The wind goes and everything was up. They did not like it up, but everything was up. Oh, come on, stay with me. Oh, you're slow. This is in an upper room. There's 120 there, weren't there? And our Mary was there, and they were all there. And this wind came in. And it was just incredible. And then suddenly, right in the middle of the floor, a fire burst out. And the flames were there. And it's like the flames parted. And the flames began to dance around. There's a Greek word called phanerosis, isn't there? Just say yes. And the flames just went on the tops of their head. In other words, the wind was up them. Their heads were on fire. It's no wonder they spoke in funny languages, wouldn't you? It's just incredible. And they ran out into the street, which is the best place to go, and caused mayhem. And people came to Christ because of the power of God. And you say, oh no, I can't. I say, baloney. You can. You can. Because he takes up ordinary people. We're quite ordinary, aren't we? I don't know about that front row there. I think they're all right, yeah. And to me, it's fantastic. Constant. Unpredictability. If you follow him, nothing is safe. Nothing we own is safe. Are you ready to be ruined by Jesus? Seek first the... da 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 da, and all these things will be added. What I want. It's what I long for. Do you know, four blokes took a roof off. I bet they broke the building regs rules, don't you? There must have been a law about that. All I say is, take no notice of building regs, all right? Forget that, just do it. Four desperate men took the roof off to find Jesus. What's your roof today? Oh, there's no crusty old legalistic stuff here, is there? Nay, 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 thrice. Oh, you're so bad. It's him. It's his. It's him. Yeah. Oh, you're so naughty. The roof was torn. Culture was torn. Everything was torn. The bloke, I can imagine it, you know, four heads looking, there's Jesus talking. You know where Jesus was? He was in the corner of the room, wasn't he? Not in the centre of the room, because the roof fell in the centre. And he was in the corner. And it all happened. It's just incredible. Holy Spirit, mayhem. Don't we want a little bit more of that occasionally? Are you up for broke? Right, I've just thought of something, Andrew Pullin. It's not often I wake up thinking about Andrew Pullin, is it? It's not. I've known Andrew and the family for years because they were in Bristol many, many years ago. I woke up within the last week thinking this. Pack your bags, get ready to go. Which possibly means to me, a move is on. Look out. What's going on? A move. I don't know whether that means house or vocation, sir. But that's what I woke up thinking. Andrew is on the move. Why? Because Jesus is on the move, leading you into something else. Well, I've said it now, haven't I? I've dug a great hole. Just weigh it and see what happens, guys. Yeah, all right, that's that. Thank you, mate. I do know Andrew, by the way. You know that, don't you? Yeah. Where are we? Do you know what I love? Even the radical rabbi... How are we doing? Where's that clock gone? Are we? Oh yeah, I got another 40 minutes here. Who said that, him? Do you know, we do need the spirit of cheek on us, don't we? We need to be cheeky Christians sometimes. With love, of course. Not with this belligerency that I'm always right. I was always right once, weren't you? I almost had the date that Jesus was coming. By the way, the moon's going to turn to blood soon, isn't it? Oh, yes. When? When? Tomorrow morning. I bet we could have had some debate about that as to what you think is going to happen, don't you? I'll tell you one thing that's going to happen. The moon's going to turn red. Yeah. Jesus even changed scripture. You have heard, said Matthew 5, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But he says, but I say to you, love your enemies. Oh, flipping heck. Bless those who curse you. What? Do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Isn't that... He changed scripture. Isn't he brilliant? They did not like it. But he turned it round. In fact, he put the real meaning of it there. Open your homes to the strangers and the aliens and the people that haven't got homes because they've been blown up by certain wars. Interesting, isn't it, really? Someone has said that the grace of God is dangerous. It's excessive. It's scandalous. You know, Jesus doesn't care who he loves. Stop looking at me. He doesn't care. He doesn't say, Molle, you need to do this, this, and this, and this, and then I'll consider. Isn't he wonderful? There's no conditions. He needs to know that. It's unconditional. It's unconditional. It is. You might. Oh, stop it. Oh. Did you hear that? It's all on tape. Well, I nearly went down a wrong track then. What's your name?
Matt.
You might be the son of your father, but you're the son of Heavenly Father, first and foremost. There's a little sneaky thing there. Work that out. He's not a doormat. Ha ha. Jesus, did he care who he was close to, who he spoke to, who ate with him? Did he care who touched him, even though it was a woman with uncleanness, do you remember? He didn't care at all. He didn't care. He sort of transcended that. I just love the fact that our God doesn't care whom he loves. I mean, look at us. Look at us. What a wagon load of monkeys we are. Nice ones. Especially the back row. Yeah. But I just think it's brilliant, don't you? He loves us. He loves us. He does. It's so amazing. Grace to some must have been difficult and hard to accept. But you see, unconditional love doesn't mean that I've got the right to say to the Lord, well, if I just do this little thing, I think I need to help you, Lord, you know. I need to do something. No. Unconditional love, isn't it? Surely we need to achieve. No. Just as I am. Without one plea. Yeah. It's so classic. Grace is beyond the limits. I keep on thinking of that Eagles song. Am I that old? Anybody know it? Take me to the limit. One more time. I want to go beyond the limits, don't you? I really do. I ought to, I should, I'd better do something. No wrong paradigm. Grace accepts people like you and me, and then God changes us into his likeness. Hallelujah. Do you know, there is a paradox of irresponsible passion. Irresponsible passion. With times of worship like that, and with massive prophetic worship warfare anointing here, it just leads us to be irresponsible in our passion and our response to God, doesn't it? These chairs must be strong enough to take our weight, surely. Because I want to let go and go for God, don't you? Yes, you all said with joy in your hearts. Yeah. Yeah. I want to live with the expectancy, the anticipation, and the enthusiasm. Passion ignited when we find God's love is extravagant and irresistible. He's irresistible. He is. It's wonderful. He's wonderful. He really is. I mean, this older father, the young son sort of bogs off. Give me, that's Lancastrian, all right? That's Compo, one of my role models. Remember him? The other one was Boss Hogg, but never mind. Remember him? Oh, dear. He goes off. He says, give me my inheritance. Now, he had his third. Who had the two thirds? The elder brother. That's the biblical mandate. He was a whinging charismatic, but never mind, we'll come on to it. He goes! And what I love about it is that he actually comes back. He makes a choice. And the old father is there on the hillside looking down the long and winding road. Am I in tune? Not bad. Do. And he's looking. Because the love in his heart for his son overwhelms him, and he's looking day by day when suddenly he sees this little figure grow and grow and grow, and he realizes is his son. Is this? And do you know what he does? He acts like a mother. Isn't that wonderful? The father acts like a mother. He girts up his loins and plods and runs and goes downhill running fast and fast, and the son, what's he going to do? You know, and he just, the son is a bit grubby with pig's doo-doos, by the way, and all the rest of it, if you think of the story. And the father, overwhelms him and loves him. And, you know, it's just a wonderful story. It's just excessive and scandalous and extreme love. It's like the father is to us. He wants to welcome us. That's irresponsible passion in all the times. Oh, look at him, you know. All this cynical Japanese clap. Think about that. They get their R's and their L's mixed up. It's just, oh, the fervor, the overwhelming, driving love that the father had for the son. Hello, sons. Ladies, your sons. Men were in the bride. It's just amazing. I love this. You cannot manufacture passion. It's out of a grateful heart, touched by grace. Don't you feel grateful? Give thanks with a great... Where are you going? You got to go? Have you? Oh, that's all right.
I'm in demand.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. He's in demand. Nice to see it. Well, I'm glad I spoke to you before you went. Bless you. Oh, great blessings. Great blessings. This passion, this, it bubbles up in a torrent of thankfulness. I tell you, that's going to win people for Christ. When they come in here thinking, oh my life, I'm trapped. But they'll see reality. They'll see the love of God flowing out from you in one way or another. You're not all going to be like Matt, are you? No. What does being a fanatic mean? How are we doing? Oh, we're all right. This excessively enthusiastic, wild, extravagant, intense, uncritical devotion, zealous in belief, all of that sort. Oh, I've got lots here. Never mind. Extreme in our devotion, in our passion, in our intimacy. This is being radical. Forget the other JC, you know, the political one. Let's concentrate on ours. But I feel like some of you are going to go into a political area and take Jesus with you, if that's not already happening. Let it be so, Lord. Let it be so. I don't want to stick in average, ordinary, and safe, do you? Can you do the impossible? What's the answer? Who said no? Yeah. Oh, no, okay. You can't know us. Right. You're right. With God. But God's got a habit of using us, like praying for knees, hasn't he? Yeah. Absolutely brills. It's brills, isn't it? Aren't you pleased you're unique? No one like you. Flippin' heck, so am I. Bill Johnson says, we must not settle for any level we are comfortable with. I don't want to settle for any level that I'm comfortable with. I just want the comforter to come to me. But the problem is, he'll make me uncomfortable. Are we ready for that? It'll disturb us. He might even shake us and bake us and dice us and slice us. I don't know. Lord, it's all gone quiet. What I love about Jesus, he was so secure in the Father's love. I mean, how are we doing? All right. he's in the River Jordan, being baptized by Johnny, and stop it. And heaven was torn open because the Father was so overwhelmed with love. It's like heaven was ripped open and this voice came out. This is my son whom I love. It wasn't like that, was it? It's more like, that's my boy. Yes. My son! This great voice, like thunder. My son whom I love. Well, it echoes around here, doesn't it? And I'm so pleased. And he stood there secure in his Father's love. Some heard voices, some heard the thunder. I could cope with my son. I could cope with whom I love. But can I cope with him being pleased with me when I'm saying, but Lord, but. Surely I need to do this, that and the other. No. Just as we are. That's the Father's love. Isn't that amazing? It really is. And our destiny is to take hold of those words and go forward. We'll never meet his standard, so stop it. Get into his grace and you'll find that it's met. That's how he loves us. Absolutely amazing. By the way, love is a commitment and not just a feeling. Hope does not disappoint, says Romans 5:5, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That pouring word is abundantly imparted. It's filling, it's quickening, it's invigorating. It's like a gushing word. It's like the dam's breached and the water pours out. That's the love of God. Overwhelming us. Isn't that something else? Yes, you said. It's like flowing in massive quantities. It's the flood. And to me, that's the issue. The radical heart nature of our God as Father, with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, is to turn us into people that would trust Him and see the impossible happen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. God's love is unconditional. No limits, right? No conditions. God's love is uncontainable. It's unrestrained. It's unstoppable. It's vivacious. It's wild. God's love is wild. Yes. That's a challenge to some of us, isn't it? It really is unmanageable. God's love is unfailing. It's completely dependable. It's not falling short of any expectation. It's inexhaustible. It's endless. It's continuous. There's always more. Why did he turn all that water into wine? You're talking about 1,000 pints. Good grief. And it was all the best. Oh, what a party. I think the trouble was those greedy disciples had scoffed the lot beforehand. There's nothing left, you know. But then in the last days there are. In the last days there are. Say it louder. Scoffers. Oh, come on. God's love is unquestionable. It's not open to question. It's undeniable. There's no argument. It's unquestionable. It's unequivocal. It's absolute, no doubt, it's unambiguous, clear, it's one meaning, wonderful. And God's love is sometimes uncomfortable, makes you uneasy, disquieting, it disrupts, it troubles. It's true, isn't it? Yeah. I found that. I want the lot, don't you? How many were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I just want the Holy Spirit to reveal that. This is radical Jesus speaking. Oh, I finished. Speaking to a radical people. Love reveals. Love exposes. And love heals. You might be as dry as old stick right now. Do you know what the best thing for a dry old stick is? Fire. Catch you on fire. You might be like a dusty old riverbed. What's the best thing for that? Floods of revival. I nearly went into an old Pentecostal song then. Do you remember that one? Floods of revival. I can't remember the next line. Do 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 do. When you opened up then, the Holy Spirit dropped a few seeds in. I've got nothing else to say, really. Where's he going? All right. Yeah. I like Lady Grey, actually. Got any Lady Grey? That's Earl Grey's sister. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. There's some of you that just need some prayer now. What does now mean? Yeah. I just want to sprinkle you with water. Would you be all right about that? I've done it to one person in this place already today, haven't I? Yeah, your son. It's just like a point of contact, dry and dusty. Some of you are all stirred up and passionate, and it's absolutely brilliant. But my prayer is that, oh, hello, I didn't see you down there. Are you all right? Look at her. Isn't that sweet? Yeah. Are you on your own? No, no, you've got a baby. I know you have, yeah. Sorry. What's your name?
Esther.
Well, there you are. Open-faced, open-hearted, generous, loving Esther. Who'd probably give her last penny, so you need to stop her doing that. Why? I don't know why. But there's something so... Your heart is full of giving. It is. It's wonderful. Bake them cakes. I like lovely demonic white bread, don't you? Yeah. With butter on, please. Yeah. That's true. She's wonderful. I put myself off now. Some of you just need to... I want to live in the radical lifestyle, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, up! Yeah. I'm not sure what that means for you personally. I'm probably a little bit more certain about what I do. But what we need is the overwhelming life of God coming to us in every situation that we've been in. When I got home from the airport, remember I said that Chris had fallen? Hour and a half, she's still on the floor. Zoe had wrapped her up with blankets and stuff. Then the ambulance men came and she wasn't taken into hospital. I want to see her made whole. Now I know, because I do know, and you know I know, we've been through some challenges. All of us. You lot, you know that. And I'm not giving up. I am not going to give up. Are we, Ollie? No, we're not. We're not. We're not, because we are going to see much. Why is it, can I just tell you this story? Well, it's only another second. So I'm in Canada years ago, a place called, what was it called? Oh, Newmarket. You know, they got all these British names over there. If you've been to Ontario, you'll understand. They're everywhere. So it was in the winter, and it's really snowy, and I went down this slope to this big building. And I spoke in there, and then just coming out, when this lady, this is a typically brilliant lady, dragging her husband to see me. Isn't that lovely? And he was tall and like a bean pole. He was thin. And she said, he's got cancer, and he's dying. So I'm... in jet lag still, because I just got into Canada, and you're tired, and we prayed and went on with what I was doing. A year later, I was back there. Same place. Go down the slope into this big building, and in the doorway is this man who's tall and really broad. And I never knew who he was. I get closer, he looks at me, runs up to me and lifts me off my feet. It was the guy last year who God had healed. Now that brings lots of questions. But God is interesting and brilliant, isn't he? And I know, probably most of us, let's say all of us in our hearts, we want to see the life of God in whatever way flow out through us to touch people, don't we? Now, if you're as dry as old dust or as old stick, I'm going to pray for you if you would like to. But if you don't mind, I wouldn't want to come to you. Would you rather come to me? You've got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Have we got enough water here? Yeah.
We'll get some water.
Okay. I don't do this often. I just want to sprinkle you with water. So my little bit of faith with your bit. Listen, remember what I said? Hope is this anticipation, this expectation, this godly expectation. I tell you, it's in you. And I pray. I'm going to start praying, everybody. Is that all right? Are your rumpers still on your seat? Think about what a rumper. That's Norwegian for... You've got 3 seconds. 2, 1, half, quarter, eighth. Is Babster coming out as well? Oh, look at her. She's sweet. I don't think I've ever done this before. All right. Honestly. But I'm going to sprinkle you with water. Do you mind? All right. I just pray over this water and pray, Lord, that the sprinkle... You're going to tickle the ivories. Brilliant. He's got such a touch, hasn't he? So, I don't... He goes parum and the Holy Spirit just comes out. Did you? It's just so good. It is. That was me, yeah. I just pray, Lord, that as the sprinkling comes... I don't think I've ever done this before, by the way, like this. I pray that this will be the beginning of
a new day.
Did you say a new day?
New day.
What about that? A new day. A new season.
Yes.
A new time.
Yes.
The beginning of not dribbles, drips, drops and trickles. We'll have some streams, Lord, but could they come into rivers of living water?
Yeah.
Thank God for Niagara Falls, but Victoria Falls is twice as wide. Let's go there, shall we? So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I don't think I've ever done this, ever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is so mad. In the name of Jesus. Tom, mate.
I'll fill you up.
Oh, I'll fill me up. I'm being filled up. Oh, dear. Let's just go for broke, shall we? In the name of Jesus. In the name... Oh, hello! In the name of Jesus. Those hands particularly. In the name... You ready? I'm going to throw it over you. In the name of Jesus. I'm not apologizing, but I'm sorry. He's naughty, isn't he? In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
She's lovely. Can I give her a little kiss?
Of course you can.
Is that nice? Is this Esther?
Yeah.
May she be a deliverer of her people in Jesus' name. There's something so profound, the way she's looking. There's a deep perception in there. Great wisdom. It's very prophetic. You're just director and guider. She looks at you and think, oh my goodness, she's like she's looking into you.
She draws people in.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Bless her. Bless her, Lord Jesus. She's so precious. Oh, Sataya, so sorry. I nearly got... Yes, Kotondo Boto, ye. Lord, overwhelm us. Let us wake up in the night and see angels watching us, Lord. In the name... Oh, we heard that. Oh, Sataya. Aren't we all pleased? There's different types of people. Like you with a lovely, gentle heart. You have, and compassion you have. Just use those hands to bless people, won't you? It's true, it's true. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Are you coming out or shall I throw it? In the name of Jesus. I'm sorry. In the name of Jesus. There's many, many more songs in you to be written. There's the seeds of... God's going to give you such a revelation of creativity and creation. There's something so powerful which I want to declare will go around the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have I done you?
Yes.
Have I done you? A double anointing. Oh, bless you. You are so precious. Lord, take this bunch. Just multiply in great abundance your blessings on them. And Lord, when the winds of strife come, they're going to stand firm, because they and us, we're going to lift up our eyes, aren't we, to the hills. From whence cometh our help? It's the Lord of glory, the Lord of hosts. Lord, so baptize them in the Holy Spirit and fire. Just release, Lord. Lead them to people. Lead people to them. Let them be sat down on a seat somewhere, and somebody comes up, and this pastoral concern just allows the person in need to open their hearts. You know, you're going to draw people to you. Lord, do it. Let there be such a revolutionary, radical move of the Spirit upon this church. Yes? With a big dose of dosh. Dosh. Finance. With a big dose of that. It's all over me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Do it. The radical Jesus. Lord, take the plug out. Take the lids off, Lord. With us all, not just this lot standing, but that lot sitting. Move us in the power of the Spirit in such a dramatic way as never, with dreams and visions and revelations. And words of knowledge in Tesco. Lord, do it. In the name of Jesus, go, people, go for broke. Amen. 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 Woohoo! That's it. Where's my stuff gone? Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's over there. Oh, thank you. Bless you. Jesus.
Oh. Okay, well, Steve just said that's it. I'm not quite sure what it is or what it was. there's lots more we could say. I don't know about you. I've got a few questions as well as answers.
Sure.
But that's okay. The thing when someone comes and talks about change, then often we think of all the things we'd like to see change, and we go, okay, that's great. All that kind of stuff will change. And we kind of think, oh, that's great. Whereas actually, I think normally what happens is God is saying, you know, you need to change. I think that's normally what happens.
Yes, sir.
But the great news is that when Jesus comes and says it's time for you to change, it's not so that he can love us or like us anymore. It's so that we can become more like him. And I don't know about you, but that's the journey that I'm on, to become more and more like him. So let's take these things that Steve has spoken. If you've got questions, that's perfectly all right.
It's very interesting, but I have a passionate belief that the best way to understand the church is not just by what it does on Sunday morning, but more particularly what it does in its business meetings. Now, let me just say why I say that, because a comment was made this morning that how many of us have been to business meetings of the church where there's warfare? Okay? And that's not the case with us. We don't have that. But what I want to say is that we've had a message here about the radical nature of Jesus. And I do believe that passionately does transfer into how we regard our business meetings. So all I want to say is tonight we have a business meeting. Please be there. Please come to the business meeting, because the business meeting is just the second part of what we do today in worshipping God. And think it through about how we should think about our being corporate together in the radical nature of Jesus.
God bless you.